That's what I'm
Blog
talking about.
Talk Radio.
Okay.
It still ain't give you a phone number?
So its phone number is 516.
Just send it to me.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm telling you this like this.
I hear when I'm bad with numbers.
Yeah. Let me see this. Let me see. Let's see if this is the right.
This is going to be the last time I got to get out this bed.
Okay. Because are you comfortable?
I was. I got to go into the bathroom for this. My daughter's sleeping. My boyfriend can't sleep.
Oh man! Oh, you tell you with your boyfriend, you finna talk about fuckboy thot shit? Or he that he don't know about?
I mean, I told him about my past already.
Oh, he's so nice.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't care about whatnot popping up unexpectedly.
Yeah.
I was trying to be nice about it, but it ended up being backfiring.
Definitely low, yeah. So what's up? Do this shit. Yo.
Hey. Yeah.
Okay. We're getting it in.
Yeah. I told all you. Right. You would have just listened to me in the first place.
Okay. We good now.
I'm three shots.
We definitely good now.
True. If your ass would have just listened to me in the first goddamn place, we wouldn't have had this problem.
You sure wouldn't. I gotta stop listening to people more.
Because I be knowing what I be talking about. It might not make sense, but it'd be right.
No, you definitely be right, though. Definitely. He's right this time. Okay. Now, whoa. Tell me about. Now, we left off talking about you mean this girl. We're talking about the most hidden fuckboy experience and for, that experience.
No,
okay.
I was thinking about that, and you know, no. It's levels to it. In the sense that, like I said before, I know I'm a fuckboy. Like, I do fuckboy shit on purpose. It's a lot of people out here walking around, dudes, like, really thinking that they out here nice. You know, like, they really nice, and, like, they should be getting some attention, but, bruh, you a fuckboy. Like, stop. But just
you said that you still a fuckboy right now.
I'm a fuckboy on purpose, depending on if I got a line or not, if that makes
sense.
Wait,
hold on, because there was something I wanted to ask you that you said on the other joint. You said you enjoy being a fuckboy. Why, though?
Why do you enjoy being a fuckboy?
I mean, it's too hard to get into heaven. It's like, fuck it.
So that's not answering why you enjoy it.
Because before I was a fuckboy, I was a nice boy, and being a nice boy sitting on the sidelines, you know, all the fuckboys get the good play, like, I was upset. And I'm like, you know what? I might as well do unto others before they do unto me. I mean, I might as well go on ahead and go out there and crack her, because if I don't crack her, somebody else gonna crack her. I'm gonna see her get cracked, and then I'm going to be wishing that I was the one that had cracked myself. So instead of, you know,
I can feel that. I'm on the
sideline like boom boom.
So you saying you gotta be the? So you said you don't wanna be left in line like everybody's smashing. You wanna be smashing. You wanna get in line too.
Yeah, so everybody else out there doing it, I want to do it. We black. I mean, it's a part of our lifestyle.
Hey,
I
ain't saying
the
right thing.
And it's a part of that hood street. It's fun.
Oh, I see. Everybody want to smash. Ain't no color on when you want to fuck.
Really, really.
I mean, the whole time it kills.
But no, but
boys,
I do understand where you're coming
about
from. When I was still living in Philly. Like, I was probably, like, 13, 14-ish. Everybody come around, like, oh, how many bodies you got? How many bodies you got? And this was before I even ever started having sex. And I used to lie, like, I got two bodies. Only ever had sex with two people. Knowing damn well I ain't had sex with nobody. So because of my peers is what pushed me to actually start, you know, my sexual endeavors.
Man, I told Shorty, I told her like this. I said it on my new track, though, by the way. I'm going to drop the new album. But I told her, she asked me what my body count was. I said, it's a cemetery.
Nowadays, I don't even know what body count even matters. Like, everybody knows everybody has sex. Why do it matter how many people you have sex with as long as you ain't got anything?
That's true.
This is what I believe. On some real shit from, you know, moving around, you know, coming of age and, like, really going from state to state, you know, urban areas with denser populations like Chicago, motherfuckers gonna have high body counts. If you out there in the suburbs in a little ass town, you fucking everybody, oh, you a hoe for real.
How many body counts you got?
Who you asking? Ooh. Me?
Yeah, Jamie, how many body counts you have?
I might not know the number of my body count, but if I was to ever see anybody I ever slept with walking down the street, I can point them out.
So you don't know your body count?
Nope. Like,
I know.
I'm a woman who actually enjoys sex. So it's like, when I was younger, I got bullied a lot. I was always the ugly one to stand in third. So when my body started to fill out and everything and people wanted me, I was like, all right, you know what? Might as well. I'm single. Ain't nobody wifing me up anytime soon.
Let me ask you a question. So, like, when you fuck a guy, right, and then his shit ain't good, do you automatically put a delete button in your head? Like, he's been deleted. I don't count as this. Guys, we don't do that. We don't push no delete button. Like,
bruh.
I'm sorry, but the first time is, like, when you're supposed to show up and show out to make them want to come back. And if you can't do that to me, then it's going to be like, yeah, all right, yeah, I'm not about to waste my time and if I'm not getting anything out of it.
See, I knew women do that. See?
Bro, I mean, I can speak for all women, but me personally.
What happened with. Huh? And y'all hooked me up with the chick. She went to Orr. I ain't going to say no names, but let me say she went to Orr. She was of Puerto Rican descent. And, bruh, I fell into that motherfucker, bruh. I couldn't feel shit. Like, bruh, like 5 minutes into the stroke, I'm looking at her. She looking at me. I'm looking at her. I'm stroking. And I'm like, I can't feel nothing. She say she can't feel
nothing. Think about who you was fucking. I mean, Puerto Rican. Yeah. Let me see. Puerto Rican so many years ago.
Bro, I ain't even gonna say her name. I done came across her twice after that, and she didn't know who I was, and she tried to come at me. I'm like, remember me, do you? Like, I low-key had to come and tell the chick later on in life, like, we fuck when we were shorties, and bitch, you got a big-ass pussy. Like, she was like, oh, I remember you. Like, I had to tell her the story for her to remember me. Not lying. No lie. I met her twice again in life, and it went just like that.
I know. I met a couple females that you dated. Smashed a couple females that you dated, too.
I know. I used to be, see, and that's what goes back to that sitting on the sideline shit. I used to be a nice boy. And niggas doing shit like that. I'm like, you know what? These hoes is for everybody.
But do women do it?
So I became a fuckboy because you, yes. Yes.
Jay, do women do it?
I'm not salty about it. I'm happy for it because it made a nigga grow up. Yes, these hoes is for everybody.
Do women do what?
Like, you know, smash their friend buddy. Like, they smash after they get, like, you know your girl smash.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm not going to speak for all women, but I know me and my best friend, it was a situation where she was messing with this guy she worked with at the time. Right. And she wanted to go over to his house, but she didn't want to go over there alone. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'll go over there with you. We smoke, we're drinking. And, you know, we all just ended up yade baze. So, like, me and my best friend, don't be acting stupid. You better read in between the lines.
Hey, what's yade baze? This is an X-rated show. We don't know what yade baze is. Explain that.
We all just started fucking with each other. Like, you just turned into a threesome.
And I believe those things should happen in life because you need those experiences so you don't take your wife or your husband no weak shit. You need those experiences.
I actually had a debate about this one time when I was at work that, like, you have to go through your whole phase in order for you to actually appreciate the person that you're going to be with. Because if you don't...
Really, I don't care. A lot of women going to say they never had a whole phase, but, every woman had a whole phase at one point in time in their life. It might not, when you meet them, they might not have it yet. But it's going to happen.
What about she don't have a whole phase? What about she don't have her whole phase?
Then it's going to be coming soon. Like, just because she didn't have it in her younger years don't mean it's not coming.
Oh, I swear, for God, she was not lying, bro. Hit me up after you went through the whole phase. Do not go. I had a bitch that went through the whole phase on me, nigga. Oh, that's why I got 79.
Hey, are you going through your whole phase right now? That's a question for both of y'all.
I mean, I've
already been through my whole phase. Huh? I'm cool. I'm desensitized. I'm tired. I've learned my lesson on some real shit. My girl's sitting right here as I'm live on this podcast on some real shit because I'm done. I'm tired.
Hey, you know, both of y'all significant others sleep right now. You don't have to lie to me. That's whispering, like, no, I'm still out here. You know, it's okay.
She got her head buzzed in, but she listening.
She listening?
I mean, I haven't been single for like the last 4 years.
I ain't even bullshit.
You said even when you've been in a relationship for the last 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, not with the same person, but I haven't been single for the last 4 years.
You were just going through your whole phase then.
No, it was just like, no, it wasn't even like that. It was just like, all right, so with the one guy I was with when the 4 years started, it was like, I was low-key still going through a whole phase, but at the same time, it was a long-distance relationship. I was up here. He was down Maryland. We didn't get to see each other a lot.
Right.
And so I started, you know, well, I need some type of attention. So, you know, I went and got that attention, ended up getting pregnant on him.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was with the guy. I got pregnant
on him.
Yeah. Long story. We're not about to get into all that.
Even when
me and him ended up breaking up even after he was like, you know, I'll still raise her as my own and the third, but her father wanted to be in her life. So, you know, me and him break up and I get with her father, and we was never really together, so it was just like we just went from being fuck buddies to now we're about to be parents and we're in a relationship. So for me, my mom was all on like being a parent. I am 22.
Okay, all right.
So look,
just ask. I'm trying to keep a timeline.
Right. So I ended up getting with her father or whatever, and it was just like we just kept arguing back and forth because that was also a long distance relationship. He was in Philly, I was up here. Then we broke up sometime last year after her birthday, and that's when I got with the dude I was with. I'm with now.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because, like, for me, it was like I was just ready to settle down. It was just like, no, I'm ready to build a family. I'm ready to just, like, get out my parents' house. Like, I want to start building my own. So that was the only reason why I went from relationship to relationship to relationship.
Say you're ready to build your own. Do not say settle yet. I swear, don't say settle yet. There's so much life out this motherfucker.
So look here.
You're building.
You definitely building something. Oh,
yeah, it's getting there. I mean, like, we still got our little issues and whatnot, but, like, obviously we've been sticking it out. So.
I always get down to it like this. Like, the whole title of it is, you know, fuck boys and thoughts, but you can always come down and rationalize it like this. You can always rationalize this shit as a life learning experience, though, no matter what it is.
Hold on. Are we still going on this shit? I think we still going on this shit. So look here. Listen.
Julius, can you send me the link to the podcast? My friend will not listen in because her phone off.
Tell her come on in.
She can't call in. Her phone off. She needs the link.
Or being involved or a child.
Shut up for a minute.
She crazy.
Julius, send me the actual link to that podcast.
I'm finna send to you. Hey, you wanna know some fucked up shit? This is, you know what? I was a little thought back in the day. Like a real thought. Like a real thought. I think y'all used to use me for my mouthpiece to go get women, to be honest with you, though, man. I think y'all used to try to get me drunk to go talk to women.
My ass, you used to get in the way because you were more mature than us back in the day. Like, you actually cared about the chicks' feelings and what they were talking about. Nigga, we were just trying to smash and get out. So that's why you were able to sneak in, because of your maturity level. You actually want to listen to what a bitch has to say.
Like, man, I really do. Like, right now, I want to listen to what women say right now.
Wasn't nobody thinking about that back then.
Let me tell you this. Look, listen. This is funny right here. This is funny. So let's talk about your ratchet, your fuckboy, your most recent fuckboy. No, your past fuckboy experience. Let's keep it like that. Your past fuckboy experience. And I want to know the dirtiest dish. I don't want to know the dirtiest. Come on. Start off with you.
Man. I don't know. I think I picked up some habits from hanging around. You know, motherfuckers are not sick. And I felt that, okay, check this out. My fuckboy life turned me into a man.
Right.
It made me grow up. Because my fuckboy path was basically, you know, fuck around with chicks to gas on.
Right.
Not necessarily using them for they shit like my other niggas was, but also to keep them off my shit because she got her shit. She got a crib. She ain't worried about me and my crib. She got a car. She ain't worried about me and my whip. Nigga, she work at motherfucking McDonald's. Goddamn it, Wendy's. Payless. She ain't worried about my little check. You know?
Right.
I used to believe in going Dutch like a motherfucker. I do a little something for you.
That's just,
never too much.
But if I'm doing much
for you, I like it.
I want to know your hidden. I want to know your dirtiest detail. That's what we came in. That's what we came to listen for. Don't sugarcoat. Tell me the details. I want to know what's going on. What's the dirtiest details?
All right, fuck it. Details is bitches my age wasn't giving me no play, so I started fucking around with old cougar bitches. God damn it. That's who had something. Shit. You can go in the refrigerator and get something to eat and then nah. Yeah.
Yo, I feel that. I feel that energy so much.
It's time to fuck around with these little young ass bitches. Hey, that's bro.
Let me tell you about
it. Women, like, we don't want to mess around with guys our age because we know that y'all, they mad and immature.
But that's like women.
So,
like women,
the longest time, I was messing around with older guys. Like, it was this one time when I was working at Dollar General. We were, like, I was just starting my shift, and this guy comes in. And, you know, he was a nice-looking guy or whatever, and he was staying at the hotel, like, right across the parking lot. And
right.
So, you know, I check him out or whatever. We chatting it up or whatever. He leaves. Then, like, 5 minutes, he comes back in and asks me if he can pick me up after work. So I was like, you know what? Sure. So we go back to the hotel, you know. We do the nasty, and he drops me off home. And, like, nothing ever happened. I never heard from him after that. Well, I did. I would just put him on block.
Let me remix that back so we can understand what happened. The older guy came in saying you did. Tim, remix that right back so we can understand. The older guy came in, and he said, "What did he say?"
Well, like, basically, we were just chatting. He's like, "Oh, how you doing today?" Like, you know, basic cash register talk. Like, you know, just asking your cashier how your day was, this and the third. It wasn't until he left and he came back in. He's like, "Yo, I'm sorry, but I had to come back in because I just think you're really beautiful, this, that, and the third. And, like, can we hang out tonight?" So I was like, sure. Like, I gave him my number. He told me he was staying at the hotel across the street, asked me what time I got off. And when I came out, after I got off, he was right there waiting for me in the parking lot.
Oh, wow. And then y'all went back to the hotel and y'all fucked.
Yep.
We covered this in my book right here.
Hey,
this is a chapter
I know
in
something
my,
like that.
Hey, let me tell you right now. This is a chapter in my book right now. If you haven't picked up the book called How to Catch a Thought, please pick the book up. That was a chapter in my book I already covered about that. I kid you not. I'm so glad you shared that experience. That was some real shit right there. I ain't gonna lie. That was some real shit right there.
Like, I got stories for days for real. Like,
let me tell you about this experience that I did. I had to smoke.
You
know,
goddamn fucking hookah.
This hookah is serious. This hookah is serious. Look, let me tell you, I'm chilling right now. I'm chilling. I'm doing amazing. Let me tell you right now.
I don't even really understand. But like, I went to a hookah bar once, and like, that shit was just so dry.
I'm finna break down man code right now. I'm finna probably break man code. What I'm about to say. So, this how
breaking
works.
Man code is a sign of maturity.
I don't give a fuck. You're right, but I don't care about breaking it because I don't care no more. But this is how we're going to do it. If you can vouch for this. This is how it goes, Jay. And for the listeners who ain't never heard this before. So this is one of my most ratchet things. So when I used to be out here being a fuckboy, me and my guys, we'll get together, right? And I was talking to a young lady today about that. Like, we'll get together, and we'll be like, okay, it's a drought. It's a drought. Like, right now, it's the coronavirus going on right now, right? But right now, it's a drought, right? So what we'll do, we'll link up, we'll talk on the phone, and like, hey, it's a drought. It's a drought right now for, like, pussy drought for us. So what we'll do, we'll go to our phone, we'll be like, well, let's trade. let's trade. This is like a drafting. So what we'll do, we'll draft different females from who we fuck.
You're funny as hell. Go ahead.
I'm serious. So we'll do. So, like, say, like, hypothetically speaking, say, like, hey, I got this girl named Toya. I know her. This is what she like. I just got through talking to her. She would not last week at the St. Patrick's Day parade. And her favorite artist is Megan Stallion. Cool. I'm going to tell Charles this information right here, right? Charles going to call her up out of the blue, or he going to text her like, what's up? She going to hit her up, and she going to respond like, who is this? And he going to say like, hey, I met you at such and such at the St. Patrick's Day. We both was fucked up. She like, okay. He's like, you was telling me about your favorite artist name, Megan Stallion. This going to draw her into like, damn, maybe I was that fucked up, right? But he never met her, right? He going to do the same thing, give me his girl, and tell me all her information and everything. And hopefully, when I send her a picture of me, she accept it, and she like it. And she's like, oh, yeah, I probably was drunk and fucked up and everything. And that's the trading game. That's the most...
You bullshitting. I was gonna get this shit tattooed on me somewhere. Fuck boy. Oh yeah. So you bullshitting. You might as well go ahead and get tattooed.
I'm not gonna get no fuck
you might
boy
just
tattoo.
Go ahead and get that tattoo somewhere, bro.
Jay, how did it ever happen to you before?
Not necessarily. I said not necessarily.
That ain't never happened to you that you got a random text message from a guy?
Oh, no, I never got no random text messages from no guys, no.
That was your route. I think I went a different route. I definitely went a different route with my fuckboyism. I used to hang around a lot of stud-ass, dyke-ass chicks. Little bi chicks, gay chicks, on purpose, nigga, to pick up scraps.
I mean, I'm bi. I feel that. I stole my one friend's little dip.
Like, bro, go out with him. Like, hey, if you can't get going here, you ladies first. If you can get her, go. You try to get her. You can't. That ain't what she's like. Okay, I'ma try. Fuck you talking about. But if we both go have conversation with young lady, chances are